at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning for playback at this time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro, serving natural and organic foods, located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Celeste Quinn is away. I'm Tom Rogers, and we have AM 580 news before we take a look at our forecast with AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. A Central Illinois woman convicted in the drowning deaths of her three children is now free on parole. Illinois Department of Corrections spokesman Derek Schnapp says Amanda Hamm left the Dwight Correctional Center just after 9 o'clock this morning. Hamm was convicted of child endangerment in 2006 in the deaths of 6-year-old Christopher Hamm, his 3-year-old brother Austin Brown, and 23-month-old Kylie Hamm. She served almost 5 years of a 10-year sentence. Amanda Hamm's boyfriend, Maurice Legrone Jr., is serving a life sentence after he was convicted of first-degree murder in the case. Prosecutors say Hamm and Legrone plotted to drown the children in Clinton Lake. They claim that the deaths were accidental. An Urbana hospital is expected to take its appeal over its tax-exempt status to the Illinois Supreme Court. Pravina Covenant Hospital officials are expected to make the announcement in a teleconference this afternoon. Last month, an appellate court overturned a Sangamon County Court's decision that Pravina's status as a not-for-profit hospital for tax purposes be restored. Champaign County officials had removed Pravina's tax exemption in 2003, claiming the hospital did not provide enough charity care. Champaign school board members say they now have a roadmap for better education in their district. The Unit 4 school board took a first look last night at the proposed long-range strategic plan known as Great Schools Together. It calls to beef up the quality of faculty and staff as well as facilities over the next 15 years. Its priority list includes better discipline, a stronger foreign language program, and improved relations with the community. Unit 4 school board president David Tomlinson is convinced the plan will ensure better education in the district.
And the number one reason I think that is because there were over 350 community members involved in creating it. And it's not the seven of us. It's the community creating something that we can implement and the staff can implement. So it is absolutely makes the school district better. It's a start for holding the school district accountable for some of the things that people want us to keep accountable for.
The school board is scheduled to vote on the long-range strategic plan next week. Tomlinson says if the plan passes, the first visible changes in education will be in the next school year. He says in between, the school board will work to get funding for capital improvement through a countywide sales tax referendum in November. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is preparing to clean up the site of a Terre Haute company where the owner was sentenced to 5 years in prison for concealing elevated levels of chemical discharges into the Wabash River. The EPA says the cleanup at the former Wabash Environmental Technologies plant will begin in October and could take several months. The company once operated a wastewater treatment plant at the site that accepted liquid wastes from its industrial customers for treatment and eventual discharge into the Wabash. But an inspection of the site found chemicals, waste oil, and caustic materials. Company President Derek Hagerman was sentenced to prison in November for being convicted in 10 counts of violating the Federal Clean Water Act. The trend of golf carts on neighborhood streets may make its way to the city of Champaign if the council approves. City council members tonight are considering an ordinance to let so-called neighborhood electric vehicles on city streets that have speeds of 35 miles an hour or less. City Assistant Police Chief Troy Daniels, who wrote the proposal, says the vehicles have to have certain features, so not just any golf cart would be street legal.
These vehicles have to contain a lot of safety equipment like seat belts, certain kinds of lights, windshield, that sort of thing.
Champaign City staff say letting properly equipped electric or small gas vehicles use the streets fits into the city's goal of being more sustainable. Daniel says they'd also be able to cross busier streets as long as they're continuing on a street with a low speed limit. Actually, Champaign already allows the vehicles on streets in the University District, where speed limits are at 25 miles an hour. In Indianapolis, Butler University is offering a $100 reward for whoever sniffs out two stolen bulldog costumes representing the school's mascot. Butler recently sent out an email to students on its campus asking for help in recovering the costumes, which cost about $13,000. University spokeswoman Courtney Toole says the costumes were last seen in August when a student dropped them off at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Toole says school officials believe the canine costumes were stolen and not just misplaced. She says the school has ordered new costumes, but they won't be available until November. In the meantime, Butler's other mascot, a real live bulldog, will fill in at football games. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.
It's 12:35. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers and filling in for Celeste Quinn. I'm filling in for Celeste. Ed Kieser is not filling in for anybody. He's our chief meteorologist and normally has this position. And he's got a cool weather day to talk about today, Ed.
Yeah, we do indeed have a cool weather day. It's only in the 60s across Illinois and Indiana right now. Unseasonably cool. Our average high is 81, so typically we would be well up into the 70s at this time of day.
This is weather I prefer, though.
Yeah, a lot of people prefer this weather. We have lower humidity levels.